welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here is our producer and engineer, Stephen Sheldon.
Hello there.
How are we doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. We just came out of All Saints and All Souls Day, you know?
Yep, that was during the week.
Which one's the holy day?
The All Saints Day.
Very good. Good answer.
Thank you.
You win. Ding, ding. It's true. They're back to back. All Saints, All Souls, November 1st, November 2nd. And you know what I like about it? It gives us a chance to look at some of the ones who are, you know, famous and have mm-hmm. churches named after them and, you know, have been acknowledged by the church as living a saintly life, an exemplary life. And then we have the ones who are just in our lives who are kind of the saints, right?
Right.
So that's kind of a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that balance, you know, like the ones who are named and the unnamed ones too.
Right.
Kind of back to back is
well,
cool.
I like the ones you don't hear about that much.
Yeah, exactly,
you know,
right.
St. Philomena's, there's 14 St. Stephen's.
That's
so
a good
it's kind of
Very
interesting
good.
To pick up on the different ones because we all know St. Francis and the big ones.
Well, the stars like the Beatles and the Who, and then nobody knows your garage band, Sheldon. That's
one,
how it goes, buddy.
The one hit wonders.
That's the story. You know, but you know what's interesting for me? I like you know, it's like some people give me statues of different saints,
mm-hmm.
and I just got a statue of Saint John the 23rd. You know, the Pope who was John the 23rd.
Okay.
So he was like kind of a I don't know how else to say, the big guy, like a fat guy. He was a big man, you know. And the funny thing about it is, one of the things he said was super holy and super theological. He had like a lot of great things, and one of the things he wrote about was, God, it's your church. I'm going to bed. That was one of the things he wrote in his
kinda
like
cool.
in his like notebook right before he went to bed. And there's something about that. Like, you know, in our lives, I have a statue of him next to my bed, reminder to us. That's what we need in the saints, these great reminders. And that's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock. To start us off, this is Rolling Stones, A Truer Thing Never Said, Saint of Me.
Persecutor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light, and then his life began. I said, oh, yes. I said, oh, yeah. Augustine knew temptation. He loved women, wine, and song. And all for special pleasures, I'm doing something wrong. I said, oh, yes. I said, oh, yeah. Make a saint of me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He'll never make a saint of me. Yeah.
Never make a saint of me. Nope, that's probably true. But you know what? That doesn't mean we give up and don't live an inspirational life, right? I think all of us have a chance to have an inspirational life. All of us have a chance to inspire somebody, and there's something great about that. It's by how we bear our life, how we live our lives, by how we celebrate our gifts, by our attitudes, positive or negative. It makes a big, big difference in people's lives, and I think there's something to be said for that. You know, how we act and react makes a huge difference, and that's part of a virtuous life, you know? Believe it or not, now they offer master's degrees in virtuous living. Can you imagine that? And that's the truth. You can study at Harvard and get a master's degree in virtuous living. It's incredible, right? But that's part of what saints are. Their virtuous lives inspire us. But even in this planet here, you and I can live a virtuous life. You and I can live a life that's worthy of inspiration of others. And there's something about that that's important in our lives, you know? So, yeah, you got to think about that. We got to figure out where it is in our lives and how it all kind of comes together. And, you know, maybe there'll never be a statue of you and me. Maybe there'll never be a church named after you and me. But at the same time, you know what? We can still be inspirational. And here's Led Zeppelin, Friends. Thank you. Friends are also very inspirational, right? And that's another part of our life, where we look to these people who we've come to know, who God has kind of put into our lives for a reason, and their lives become kind of inspirational, right? There's a lot of great gifts in that. I have some friends who are probably some of the most generous people I've ever met in my life, you know, the way they take care of people and their kindness to people. And there's something very powerful about that. You know, like, they inspire me to be more generous because of their tremendous generosity. There's something really beautiful about that. And I think part of it is all paying it forward, isn't it? That when we've been touched by somebody's generosity, when somebody's life has touched our life, then we just want our lives to touch other people's life. We want to do something good for somebody else. And I think that's part of what we have to do. And that's part of what we have to kind of look to. And that's, I think, what God has called us to. That, yeah, you know what? We might never be saints, but we, again, in our inspiration, can touch other people's lives. You know, and maybe 100 years from now, somebody will be talking about you or somebody will be talking about me. And there's something kind of interesting about that, right? I mean, I think that's what we're called to ultimately. And there's a great reality that, you know, is there for you and me and all of that. Hey, I saw this guy a couple of weeks ago, Billy Joel. He was looking great, did a great concert all about soul.
It's all about soul. It's all about faith and a deeper devotion. It's all about soul. 'Cause under love is a stronger emotion. She's gotta be strong. 'Cause so many things getting out of control should drive her away. Why does she stay? It's all about soul. She turns to me sometimes, and she asks me what I'm dreaming. Yeah. Have gone a million miles away, and I ask her how she knew to reach out for me at that moment, and she smiles because it's understood there are no words to say. It's all about soul. She
all about soul. It's all about joy that comes out of sorrow. It's all about soul. Who's standing now? Who's standing tomorrow? You got to be hard, as hard as the rock in that old rock and roll. That's all.
Well, that is the bottom line, isn't it? Sometimes it is all about soul. It's all about that inside part of our lives that we really can't give you a bag of, but it's our animating factor. That's hard to say, right? But you think about it, like, what makes us us? Yeah, part of it's our look and our body and all that stuff, but then there's the personality and the love and the desire and the you know, gratefulness and all of that stuff that makes us who we are. That's really kind of the soul of who we are, and that's kind of given to us as a gift from God and returns to Him. So there's something beautiful about that, and I think it's a loner, you know, our souls. But it's the same thing. We have a lot of input into that soul, don't we? We have a lot of ways to celebrate it and use it well and to share it and kind of getting down to the root of who we are. That's such an important thing to do. So, yeah, and if your life's like mine, it gets busy, and sometimes it's hard to pray, but we need to pray all the time because I think that's where we connect our soul with the soul of God. It's sort of like plugging in the electric car. You know, that's where you get the juice to run around. That's where we get the energy to be able to be who we are. So soul is an important part of our life. Sometimes you meet somebody that don't have souls, right? These people who sometimes will carry out a horrific crime, you know? See, they're void of a soul. Like, they just don't have a soul. There's nothing there because it was never fed properly, or it was just lost somehow. Lost souls, right? So there's something about that in our lives that we're called to recognize and be able to utilize every day, that gift of the soul, and how we share it with other people. We connect on that soul level, right? Soul friends. You know, there's something really important about that. So yeah, part of this sainthood thing and saints in our lives and being inspired is that people's souls have touched our souls somehow, you know, similar souls. And there's something really good and important and something we're called to be grateful to God for about all of that. Hey, here's Rush. This is called Show Don't Tell.
It goes on all day.
I have to say, with a number of people, this is my most quoted song title. I always say to them, well, you listen, you know, Rush sings a song, Show Me, Don't Tell Me, because a lot of people can talk the talk. It's sometimes about walking the walk, isn't it? It's about being a person who says, yeah, you know what? In our lives, we need to get beyond that. In our lives, we need to be able to recognize that, yeah, it can't just be X, Y, or Z. No, we really got to walk the walk. We really got to carry what we really believe with us. So that's part of faith, too. Like, how do we carry our faith? Do we just kind of leave it buried deep down within us, or are we able to kind of get beyond that? And there's something really very, very important about that in our lives, that we have to put our faith into action. It can't just sit in a box. It can't just live somewhere else. No, we got to really, you know, put it in. And when it gets into action, well, that's when we start to live that exemplary life. That's when things really start in some ways. You know, my favorite book in the Bible is the letter of James. And I love chapter 4 because it says, what good is it to have faith if you don't have action? Like, you got to have faith and you got to have action. And it says, faith without action is dead. Well, that's the truth, right? We have to put our faith into action every day. And it's not always easy to do that. It's not always popular to do that, but that's part of the challenge. We are really called to be those people who live that exemplary life by putting faith in action together and really, you know, kind of changing our little part of the world by how we live our lives. And here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is called My Friends. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about the saints in our lives. We're back to friends again. Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing because between friends and family, we both have, a relationship with those people. And yet at the same time, you know, it kind of vacillates, right? The friends in our life are the people that we have chosen. It's the people that God has kind of put in our lives, but we've also pursued to a certain extent. The family, of course, is that which we're born into. So they're both of them are inspirational in their own way. And both of them have, you know, contain people who matter immensely to us. But I think we could probably think back to heroic people, you know, who we've met along the way. And those are kind of those friends who've really been heroes to us, you know. You think about what a hero is. I think sometimes, you know, we look at heroes and we say, well, they're these like unreal people, like these superheroes. Yeah, that's true. Like Superman and Aquaman. Yeah, you're not going to see too many of those around. That's true because they're not real. But there are other heroes in this world and they've lived life and they've handled burdens and they've handled sickness in such a way that, you know, they really become inspirational. And there's something about their lives that become tremendously inspirational. Sometimes they inspire tons of people. Like, you know, I remember Mickey Mantle. Now his sports life, right, inspired millions of people. His private life was riddled with addiction and all kinds of problems. But then even in his suffering at the end of his life, he gained a lot of respect because he owned his stuff, you know, and he wound up becoming like a hero even in death because he was sorry for what had happened that went wrong in his life. He was sorry for the people he hurt. And in a sense, he kind of came full circle, you know. That's kind of the goal, right? To end up full circle in a sense, reunited and reconciled. And that's the great gift we have right before our very eyes. We can go to the sacrament of reconciliation anytime we want and seek God's forgiveness. There's something beautiful about that. And that's kind of part of what we're all called to, you know. Why live in exile, right? Let's make things right, and we're going to be happier in the long run. Hey, here's the Black Crowes. This is called She Talks to Angels.
Never mentions the word addiction in certain company. Yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. Her eyes as black as night now, pulls those shades down tight. Yeah, she gives a smile when the pain comes. The pain gonna make everything alright. Of hair in her pocket, she wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is someone she has not met. Yeah.
shades down tight. Oh yeah, there's a smile when the pain comes. The pain's gonna make everything alright. Alright, yeah, yeah. So talk to Angel. There's a call around by her name. Oh yeah, Angel. Call her out by her name. Oh, 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 Angel. Call her out by her name. Oh, she talks to Angel. Call her out. Yeah, yeah. Call her out. Don't you know about me? Call her out by name.
This song makes it sound like it's weird to talk to angels, right? But in a sense, you know, we do talk to those people still, and we still are in dialogue, not only with the ones who have been taken from us in a sense that are in our family or our friends, but even the saints in our lives. Like, their inspirational lives continue to speak to us, and we're called to learn about that. You know, when's the last time you've read a book about a particular saint, or even went to Wikipedia, or Catholic Wikipedia, you know, about a saint? There's something about that that's really interesting to take a look at, and you say, wow, you know, they lived a life like me. Like, who's the patron saint of what you do? And the reason they're the patron saint, because on some level, they were involved in what you do. Maybe not in the same way, you know, weren't computers then or something, but at the same time, you know, they were communicators or they did something like that. There's all these ways in which we can find inspirational people to kind of help us in our journey, and there's something important about finding them. Hey, here's Aerosmith, who's called St. John.
One, two, one, two, 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 two. All the people ever made. John was cool. He never did no after school. Yeah. Day and night went to praise the Lord. His hands down upon the blood and soul. John, St. John. Follow your boy.
We all have our favorite saints and saints who've inspired us. St. John, the beloved disciple, St. John the Baptist. There's lots of them out there. St. John Vianney, I could go on all night. But there's something about St. John that's important in our lives, you know, to recognize that we've probably been named after a saint. You know, it depends on when you were born. Chaldon looked me up. Like, I knew what the day I was born is August 28th, and it's St. Augustine. And so, I'm glad my mother didn't call me Augustine, because that would have been Gus or something like that. But, you know, it's a great thing to kind of know who's the saint on the day that you were born and to kind of take a look at that. And sometimes, again, in times gone by, that's how people were named. You know, they were named after the saint on their particular day. So there's something to be said for that, but there's also something to be said for a particular saint's life and say, you know, they really inspire me because they were a mom, they were a doctor, they were a dad, they were a fisherman, whatever it was. Those things kind of can inspire us too in our lives. Hey, here's Creed. This is called My Sacrifice.
Tears to my eyes, my soul.
A virtuous life and sacrifice go together, right? So we sacrifice for our kids, we sacrifice for our spouses and for our friends too. And there's something beautiful about that, right? The people we love, we sacrifice, we don't even think twice about it for them. And there's something very important about that. But it's even sacrificing for the people we don't know. Like, you know, I do a lot of fundraising and sometimes I have to ask for money, you know, just to kind of live with the television network that we have, right? We just have to ask for money. And people help us out. And there's something beautiful about that. Like, we sacrifice for the good of something else. That's called generosity. That's called the spirit, you know, of Christianity in so many ways, where that's how we give away, you know, what we have so that other people can have more. There's something really important about sharing in that way. There's one thing about being a do-gooder. It's another thing about being a spiritual person that does it out of a faith commitment and says, yeah, I want to help people who are less fortunate than I am. So there's a kind of an important commitment we all have to get to in our lives to say, yeah, well, we sacrifice for the ones we love, but even for the ones we don't know, to sacrifice for them is important too. Here's the Beatles with A Little Help From My Friends.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing.
We do get by with a little help from our friends. That's the truth of life, isn't it? And if your spouse is your best friend, if your mom is a friend, if your dad became a friend later on in life or right now, you know what? There's something important about that. That's how we get by. And that's how we live our lives. We don't live our lives in solidarity, you know, just kind of in some void. No, we interact with people. And that's why going to church is important, because we have a community of support. You know, belonging to certain groups is really important, because that gives us a place to go. So, you know, all of that is important in our lives, that we find those people. And that's the inspiration that keeps us going. Here's the Foo Fighters. This is called Best of You.
I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you. Will you bother resist? Don't be abused. Is someone getting the best? The best? The best? The best of you? Is someone getting the best? The best? The best? The best of you? Are you gone and on to someone new?
best. Yeah, that's what it's all about, putting the best forward and recognize the best of the people we love and also the best in the lives of the saints. You know, saints, by the way, are not perfect people, right? They're not perfect. No, they're human beings, just like you and me. But the reality of the situation is that their exemplary lives continue to inspire, you know? So the best of us has to be shining forth today and tomorrow and kind of using the best gifts that God has given us. So you know what? It's a good day to take it out of the closet and recognize that, yeah, I've been given this gift. I've been given that gift. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to make sure it makes a difference in this world. And I'm going to become a more generous person, a more forgiving person, a more merciful person, whatever it is. Those things make a huge help in our lives. So yeah, take the best of you and the best of me. Compound that times everybody listening right now. And guess what? A little piece of God's world is going to get a lot better. So yeah, you and I can be saints. You and I can be sinners. But we got to choose sanctity because that's what's going to make the world a great and worthy place. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by one of the saints on this planet, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.